This is an interesting point that I want to speak on this Tava Darshan. I didn't have a chance. The relationship between love and cow's milk. As we were discussing about hatred and envy and love, it's kind of the same discussion. We were talking about that Nirmatsaranam Satam, that the Bhagavatam is not for it's people that are envious and non-loving people. People are not interested in loving God. People that decry God and envious of God, then they have no real access or entrance into the Srimad Bhagavatam. They'll never understand the teachings of Bhagavatam, which is basically Prem Tattva. Paya Udasvati. So what is the relationship between cow's milk and love? Milk is very necessary for human life. You can't manufacture milk or water or grains in a laboratory. No scientist can do it. In the previous ages, 5,000 years ago, Maharaj Yudhisthira, when his cows, as described in Bhagavatam, they had so much milk in their udders, they were so much full of milk, they used to drop milk from their udders and drench the ground. That's described in Krishna Leela also. They were so happy. And if you read in the Shastras, there's an island called Shweta Dweep. Right? Dweepa means island. And Shweta means white. The cows, why is it called Shweta Dweep? Because the cows walk there and there's so much milk flowing out of their udders that automatically flows over the ground and the land becomes white. The Shweta Dweep is called the White Island because it's covered with milk everywhere. Shweta Dweep is another name for Goloka. Goloka Vrindavan is the planet of Krishna. Go means cow, and Loka means planet. Previously, cows gave milk happily. Actually, I saw something on the internet. I was looking on dandavats.com, and there was some article, or no, maybe it was in Care for Cows website, I don't remember. There was some cow in Australia that made the news because she's giving milk without being milked. And she doesn't even have a baby. Every day she gives 8 liters of milk or something, or 4 in the morning, 4 in the night. And she's just happy and just pours out. And the guy just leaves a bucket and pours into the, he doesn't touch her or anything, just pours out. So previously cows gave milk there happily. Now cows are afraid of the milkman. And they actually, in the modern dairies, they put a needle in the neck of the cow and they inject it. And they go to chemical inside the cow and force it to release the milk. It's very painful. This process is outlawed in the West, but now it's being used in India in the dairies. The cows are afraid of the milkman because they just pull all the milk out and they don't leave any for the calf. And they use these automatic machines they stick on their udders and they treat them so inhumanely. So then they come and they shoot them in the neck with a needle and this drug forces the milk to come out. The cow gives the milk for the calf out of love. The milk is coming from the cow. What is the milk that's coming from the cow? In Maharaj Yudhisthira's times, the cows would graze freely in the pasture, and they would happily give their milk. The milk coming from the cow is actually the love of the cow. The cow gives the milk for the calf out of love. This is why the cow's milk is supposed to be very good for the mind. They say that. They say liquid religiosity is good for the mind. Cow's milk. Cow's milk is very good for the mind because the cow has more love for a calf or offspring than any other species, including humans. The scientists have observed this because if you ever see the cow, actually in the Shastras they call Krishna, sometimes they call Krishna Vatsa. Mother Yashoda says, "Oh Vatsa, oh Vatsa." Vatsa means calf. Oh my calf-like son. And the phrase for motherly love is called Vatsalya Bhav. There's a demon in Krishna Leela called Vatsasura. One demon, he disguised himself as a calf and he mixed in with Krishna's calves. And Krishna killed him. Vatsa means baby cow or calf. C-A-L-F. So that, and then we say Krishna is Bhakta Vatsalya. You've heard this term, Bhakta Vatsalya. This Vatsa means that Krishna has love for his devotees like a mother cow has for her calf. A mother cow, when she has her baby calf, she loves him so much she wants to put him inside her belly. You ever see that licking? You're from the city. You're from the city, you've never noticed a cow. But the baby, they lick and they lick, and the calf is going this way and toppling over. And she's licking and licking. She's cleaning him, and she's just, not only cleaning him, but she's just licking his rear end and licking everywhere. It doesn't matter where, because she loves, that's actually her love. And then she wants, and then he comes and he hits her udder with his head and takes her milk, and she's so happy, and she looks back at him. She's licking him when he's eating, and she's always looking at him. Well, if they tie him up separately, she's just all day munching on her cud and looking at the calf. Whereas a mother, a human mother, she'll have a baby, but she'll watch TV and, hey, somebody watch the kid, will they? Hey, watch the kid. She'll tell the older sister, hey, Kaveri, watch Radha, I'm busy. I have to watch the TV or whatever. Chant my rounds. But the cow has no other, there's nothing else in her mind but her calf. So the scientists, even karmic scientists, they've realized that the cow has more love for her baby or her calf, her offspring, than any other species, including humans. All their animals, all their birds and humans, no mother has as much love for her baby or offspring as a cow. This is a fact of life. So that love of the cow, which is more intense than any other species, any other mother in the entire creation, is also in her milk, in her cow's milk. And that milk is being given to her baby. She's giving the baby her love in her form of her milk. So scientists have done tests, they have tested, and they've taken the hormones from a cow, mother cow, and they've injected those hormones into other animal mothers. Like a dog who is mother dog or whatever, you know, a goat or a dog or other females, you know, mothers, animal mothers, female dog or whatever, have babies. They've injected these cow hormones into them to see what the result would be. And the result is that these animals change their own behavior towards their offspring, because inside these cows' hormones, it's this loving, this intense love for the offspring. This was their theory. That she has so much love, this cow has so much love for her baby, this must be in her genes, or must be in her hormones. So then they took those hormones from the cow and they put it in the dog. The dog is okay, the puppies come and push her, give us some milk, okay. Sometimes they bite the puppy, they get out, I don't feel like giving milk now. But then they notice when the cow, now with this, the dog would get injected with these cow hormones and become very much licking his puppies. Come on, puppies, and being humming like a mother cow. Very interesting study. So the Sanskrit word vatsala means affection. It's derived from the Sanskrit word vatsa, which means calf. The Lord is bhakta vatsala, very loving and affectionate toward his devotee, just like a cow towards her baby. So when you see, it's a good udipan to come to the village and watch a mother cow, especially a newborn, how much they lick, how much attention she has, how much affection, how much TLC, tender loving care, affection, love, absorption, concern, protection, that mother cow, or gomata, has for her vatsa, for her baby. That's what Krishna has for us. That will really increase our attachment and affection for Krishna, knowing that he has so much affection and concern and love for us and attention for us. He's looking at us at every moment and watching over us for every moment, every second. A cow has so much love for her calf, her vatsa, that she goes mad in love trying to lick the cow, practically the calf to death, trying to swallow the body of the calf. She's always looking and never gets tired of looking at her baby. So when the cow gives milk for her calf, she's actually giving milk out of her intense love for her calf. Therefore, cow's milk is carrying that quality of her love. Cow's milk is sometimes called liquid love. In the Ayurvedic Shastra, it's called Amrit. Amrit. It's dude is called Amrit. Dude Amrit. Milk is Amrit because it's so life-giving. It for babies or old men or anybody. It's also called liquid love. If you drink cow's milk, you also receive a little of that love and become a simple, normal, peaceful person. If the cow is in anxiety and denied the opportunity to see her calf, and then she's fed hormones and injections and shot in the neck to give milk, then you also become, you also, that tension comes in our milk, and that anxiety comes in our milk. Our mind becomes influenced by the food we eat. Who, what, the way food is cooked, who cooks the food, and how food is cooked and served and eaten affects our consciousness. It's a very subtle science. Previously in India, the cow was respected very much. If our mind remains sane, we keep peaceful, and society keeps peaceful. Society was based on the cow. Human society was based on the cow. Therefore, Krishna Gopal, he loves and protects the cows and the Brahmins. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Taya, Jagatitaya Krishna Govindaya Noma. Because the cow is giving such a wonderful food, a miracle food, milk, which is good for the brain, and Brahmins, and it gives us knowledge, which by following we attain the ultimate goal of life. So the cow would give nice milk, then the Brahmins would drink that milk and become very intelligent, very loving, and very aware. Then they would teach the people the science of God and the scriptures, and people would follow the scriptures and make their life perfect, happy and holy, peaceful, and then attain the goal of human life. But now, everyone drinks buffalo milk. Nobody has an opportunity to drink cow's milk. And even if they do, the cow's milk comes by violence and mistreatment, tension and anxiety. But traditionally it was a great interaction of love. The man was taking care of the cow lovingly, Goseva. That's symbolized by every year during Gopastami, they take some turmeric and they wet their hands with turmeric, and then they put their hands on mark the cow's body on the side with their hands, with their right hand. You ever seen prints like that? You ever seen pictures of the cow with handprints on the side? You ever seen paintings or pictures or never seen in the village? On Gopastami, they mix turmeric. It used to be chandan powder, sometimes chandan powder. They put their hand in it, then they put it like this on the cow, and like a stencil, like this, and you see all handprints, and eventually where they lick it and it wears off. It's just turmeric, it's a blood purifier, chandan. So they're marking their cow with their love, just like a husband, he touches his wife's cheek or he embraces, he touches her, puts his hand on his head. So this is how the humans were showing their love for their cow, their family cow, and feeding her very nicely and protecting the bulls. So it was a great love being off. Seva means love. You serve someone you love. And go seva is based on love. Love for, and go mata. She's our mother. So we love our mother, so we serve our mother. We feed her, we protect her, we care for her, we give her medicine, we shelter her and clean her and all these things. So then the cow would reciprocate, of course, by producing babies and then giving milk out of great love. And if she's very much and happy and peaceful and appreciating the loving care from her sevites, then the milk practically falls out automatically, like in Krishna's Leela. It's all cows are just dropping milk all over the pasturing grounds because they're so happy to be in the loving association of Gopal. Even Yudhisthira's time, which is the same time as Krishna, the cows are, Bhagavatam says the cows are drenched, the earth was drenched with milk from the cows, Yudhisthira's cows. And Krishna lives on an island. He lives in a place called Swetadweep, the planet Goloka, the planet of cows. The whole ground is covered with milk. It's good for complexion. Always have soft feet. No cracked feet over there. Walking in milk all the time. So this is a relationship between love and cow's milk. Very interesting. The relationship between cow's milk and love. The intense love, the cow is, it's a scientific fact. The intense love of a mother cow for her offspring is incomparable. And the shastra, they're just animals, pashu. You think, oh, human being is so civilized, so developed, they must have so much more love and loving sentiments and loving expression. And they're, after all, they're human beings, the crown of creation. But the fact is, they don't have anywhere near the love of a mother cow, Gomata. That's why Krishna says that Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Chaya. He says, go Brahman. These personalities, the cow and the Brahman, they live for the benefit of human society and they should always be honored by everyone. And Krishna showed himself the example by his own example. When he's on the earth planet, he showed so much regard and care for cows and Brahmins. So that love, that intense love of the cow for her baby Vatsa is expressed through her milk. Just like the mother, the human mother, her love isn't, she feeds her baby her breast milk, and that's her love. And when she's feeding her baby, the baby's so happy to take the breast milk. And the mother also feels happy. When the mother's breastfeeding her child, then she feels a great happiness. You know, that releasing the milk, and something happens in her mind, and it's actually a very high experience of happiness. Great joy and thrill goes throughout the mind and body of the mother when she's breastfeeding her child, which husband cannot understand anything about. It's a special reciprocation of love. So the cows have umpteenth more love than that for their babies. It's how much happiness they feel and how much love. So all of that's contained in the milk. And then the calf takes its share and then there's still more left. The calf drinks a couple liters, but there's 4 or 5 liters there. And that has to come out, because she gives 4 liters in the morning, 4 liters in the evening, twice a day. And the calf only takes 2. And if it doesn't come out, then she becomes painful. The mother cow becomes in pain, but that milk stays there. So that milk is for the human being. So that same milk is giving that her love to the baby. Now it gives the love to the human being. And now everybody says, oh, I like the taste of buffalo milk. It's so thick, it's so rich, it's so tasty. Everything is based on senses, nothing based on Shastra. Nothing based on common sense, only senses, not even common sense. But buffalo, what kind of love they have for their babies? You ever see? They could care less. You ever see a way a buffalo interact? There's no, they don't lick them, they don't. They're like, you know, you know buffalo. You've seen buffalo, they're practically not even alive. Like totally tamagun. The baby just comes. The baby's here or there. Have you ever observed? I don't know if you observed. Buffalo is so dull and so... I mean, you see a cow, they're mad. They're practically mad. Licking the leg. They lick the legs, the head, the nose. And the baby calf's going this way and that way. And they're licking the nose. And there's all snot on the nose. And the mother licks it. And they lick the rear end. They don't think, oh, this is the... You'll never in 100 years see a buffalo do that. They don't even touch their baby. You saw it. You were there.
We had buffalo. We had cows.
You saw a buffalo do anything like that? There's no buffalo. Of course, they do atrocious things. They slaughter the poor cows, but there's no... From North America, the whole North American continent, there's not one buffalo. It's a huge area. South America, no buffalo. North and South America, I don't think there's any buffalo. It's more of an Asian thing. Africa, there's buffalo. Asia, they're more like a hot climate type thing. Northern Europe, no buffalo. Russia, no buffalo. Buffalo is like warm area. Asia, Philippines, you know, Malaysia, India, and all those kind of southern places, buffalo. But the majority of the landmass of the world is cow. It's horrible what they do to the cow, but they're drinking violent cow's milk, not cow's milk filled with love. Cow's milk filled with anxiety, tension, and violence. But anyway, so I think this concludes our discussion for today.